I think relationships gotta be fun, because once you with somebody so long, it's like, y'all gotta be kicking it. I gotta be compatible. Like,
that is true.
5, 10 years, 50, like, you know what I'm saying? How long we been going?
10 years.
We work.
But we don't communicate.
Here we go! Here the we go! Here the we go!
She was quick to air out that dirty laundry. We don't communicate. First off, ma'am, I don't believe you. But women gonna communicate. Whether the guy is being communicative back or whatever, the women gonna speak their mind. Dude sitting next to the chick right here with the head wrap, he already looked defeated. Don't want to be there. You know, he's been tamed, neutered, whatever you want to call it. I can already see his energy right now, that she's a lot, the lady with the head wrap. But hey, this is what happens when you find yourself with a woman with big ridiculous weaves and sleeve tattoos. Weaves and sleeves.
But we don't communicate.
What?
Really?
That's a growth area.
That's a growth area. What we do?
We argue.
Oh,
and
no.
He hold grudges.
So, yeah, she's already throwing him under the bus. Yeah, he don't communicate. He hold grudges. He's the worst. But they don't ever mention what they're doing wrong in a relationship.
Isn't that a big coincidence? That's a quickie dink.
You know how, man, that get old fast. That get old real fast. Because us men, we know what she doing wrong. But a lot of men feel like, well, let me not say it because we in public, we in front of a camera, because we have something called, I don't know, decorum, human decency, common sense, a desire to not throw our partner under the bus.
His ego.
See, look, my ego. The people think I got it, and I'm not even, his that's ego, what I be saying. Yeah. I don't even have no ego. That is crazy.
His temper.
You think I got an ego?
Ego,
mm-hmm.
temper.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
Why
do you feel
like
I'm
his?
On your side, brother. You
good.
My nigga.
Shout out to bro for speaking up somewhat, but you can see how defeated his energy is. Even, you know, even him saying that wasn't spirited. I'm on your side, brother. You good. Just dead inside. I'm on your brother's side. You don't got to worry about what they're talking about, man.
Yeah, you do. Why do you think? I want to hear your side looking in. Why do you feel like he has an ego?
Well, I think most men who lead well have egos. Okay. And I know that he leads well because you've been with him for 10 years. And you're very smitten and all in love. I'm sitting here watching it.
Hold on, you got women stay longer and they're not getting led well. So just because a woman stays don't mean she's getting led well.
Yeah. Women will stay as long as you're doing everything but boring her. I've heard of a woman being set ablaze and still stayed. Because it's exciting.
Like, wait, what?
Homegirl got mad that another woman called her man egotistical. Because that was kind of a diss. So now the girlfriend want to be like, well, why you think he egotistical? I could diss some girl, but you don't need to be dissing him. There's so many things at play here. And then watch how this woman flips it. She's complimenting him in a sense. Well, I could tell he got an ego because he must be leading well because you've been with him for 10 years and you got the ring and you look all smitten. That was kind of a diss. She said that with an attitude. You sitting here all smitten. There was hate in that tone as well.
But it's important for a man to be able to recognize that about himself because, you know, ego is directly connected to pride. And pride comes right before the fall.
Sly son of a bitch.
We almost thought a woman was giving a man a compliment, but she had to flip it. Oh, he got an ego because he leading right. But then again, ego come before the fall. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
It's important for him to control his ego when it comes to his leadership and his woman because he'll get more out of her. And she'll want to fuck him in more spontaneous places.
Are you fucking serious, ho?
I get it, but then I don't get it. That's where I'm at with it.
That's the first thing she thought about, something to do with sex, because that's their existence. Y'all don't find that to be a coincidence that the first thing she thought to give him back for being Mr. Perfect is I'll F you in more spontaneous places? I've been hitting that coochie for a decade. I ain't tripping off that no more. But that's the first place their mind goes because they know that's where their worth lies. They know that's really all they bring to the table. Why didn't she say, if he controls his ego, he'll get more back rubs, and I'll be more nurturing, and I'll cook him better meals? She didn't say any of that. The first thing that popped up in her mind was her Gucci.
You don't find that suspicious?
Now, the only thing we having a problem with is we just had a newborn. Well, he's
29 Oh, congratulations.
Months. He's 29 months. So her life changed more than mine. Mm-hmm. And I say that because, you know, I'm still on the road. I'm still going to she in the house a little more. You know, first she used to be DR, she made her friend. Now she nurturing, can't leave, this and that. So her days are just kind of feeling caged in.
You can't make a woman happy. It's impossible. I've never met a happy woman in my life.
You give a bitch the world, she like, where the moon at? You get a bitch the moon, she like, where Jupiter at? It never ends. He wifed up, I'm sure, some common hood chick who was used to partying and throwing it back every weekend and spending all his money from battle rap. He's a battle rapper. Getting Dior and Chanel. And he put a baby in that. But that's not mother material. Remember this, fellas. A woman sitting down and having a family with you and everything that entails will never live up to the dopamine hits of her 20s. When she was throwing it back, jumping from dude to dude, shopping, this and that, fun. Folding clothes and getting puked on and washing dishes, that's never going to match up to that. It's a downgrade to women. They don't see raising a family and taking care of a baby as an honor and a privilege and not having to work and being able to homeschool the kids. They don't see that as an honor and a privilege. They see it as a downgrade. They see it as slavery. They see it as a cage because they're not good people.
Not all, not all, not all, but most.
Okay, what'd you say? You feeling at home? And so now it's like, oh, okay. You out having fun and I'm in the house stuck with the baby, you know what I'm saying? So now it's kind of like, you signed up for it.
Man, get off that shit. It's over. It ain't nothing nobody can do about it, man.
She's mad that she don't get to pop her hot pocket at a club, even though she got a newborn baby. But she's jealous that her man gets to go to the club because he's out having fun. When do you grow past that as a woman? She's in her 30s. She got a child. Now, you ain't off that? Yeah, you picked the wrong woman. If your woman just had a newborn 9 months ago and she worrying about not being able to have fun at the club, yeah, you definitely made the wrong choice, buddy. Bucko.
I looked at him like he was stupid.
And we don't come back and talk about it. We just brush it under the table.
My problem with Cinnamon right now is it's a lot of 10 years. She hasn't worked. Hasn't been cheated on. No woman came to her as a woman, no other baby, no other girlfriend. She got multiple cars, houses, ring, baby. I don't go out. I don't club. I do everything. I'm not saying I'm perfect. But I do everything as the best as I can. You know what I'm saying? I do it proudly. That's my baby.
What? That's a lot. He doing shit. He better than me. He way better than me.
My son, 9 months. I haven't went nowhere. Been in the house with her. Only time I leave is to work, right? Mm-hmm. I haven't been nowhere. To... My birthday, March 29th. Mm-hmm. Took a guy's trip to Miami, what I do every year with my homies, March 19th through the 23rd. First time of kicking it since my son been born. Today she's just, you out in Miami having fun. I'm stuck in the house with my son and blah, blah, blah. That triggered me.
Every relationship I've been in, I've reminded the woman multiple times, if it's so bad, they go to the door. See, you can't be a man if you're scared to lose the bitch. And you can't be a man if you're scared to lose a relationship with your children. To really have big nuts, you got to be able to walk away no matter what. You got to be able to walk away no matter what. If she don't want me to have a relationship with my kids, so be it. I'm not about to let this woman ruin my life. The behavior only gets worse the more leverage you give them. You moved her in the house, told her she didn't have to work, gave her a baby and put a ring on her finger. You gave up all your leverage, hitman. So, yeah, the treatment is just going to keep going down the drain as she ages.
In most cases, women are going to be nothing but a complication to your life that's just simply not f***ing worth it. You, like, seriously, you would just be better off just being alone and just jacking off the porn. Honestly, you'd be 100 times better off not dealing with any of this.
Ain't that right?
He ain't lying.